one of the very great senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, has come to be with us, whose preaching is very much influencing people throughout the world. And whether you know it or not, all of you as well. ITV, ISKCON Television, is one of the most powerful and wonderful preaching instruments of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The products that have been created are not only shown in hundreds and thousands of homes throughout the world, temples, but even seen by millions of people on network televisions, cable televisions, throughout the world, delivering the pure, unadulterated message of Srila Prabhupada. The creator of ITV, and he who is the foundation of this wonderful project, is with us today. His name is Narsinghananda Prabhu, and we would like to welcome him to Sri Radha Gopinath's temple. Narasinghananda Prabhu ki. He was actually a producer and cameraman in Hollywood, producing motion pictures. Bombay cinemas are a reflection. I don't know if I'd say a perverted reflection, because Hollywood is already perverted. Let's say it is a reflection of a perverted reflection. Anyways, he was very, very talented and well known. And then he came in contact with Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. And he actually was living in the Los Angeles temple. When was that? What year? 1972. And he was still going out and producing movies and television shows while living in the temple. And then he decided, why not just make a production company to broadcast Srila Prabhupada's message? And in this way, he created ITV. And even every Sunday, we are playing various wonderful programs from his creative devotional service. So we are very much grateful that you have come. And of course, once again, we have Mahabodhi Prabhu, who you all know. Faith can move mountains. Besides all the wonderful things I explained about Mahabodhi Prabhu, his history of devotional service to our society, at the present moment in Florida, he's living most ideal grihastha life. He has his good wife, Sri Rasa Biharini, his son Mahashringa. He has a house in Coral Springs, close to Fort Lauderdale. He works as a manager in a hospital, and he's so proficient in his job that of all the hospitals in all of Florida, he won the award of the Manager of the Year. But that's not all he does. In his very wonderful house, and with the tremendous distinction he gets by his occupation, He's constantly preaching. At least two nights a week, he has big, big programs in his house. How many people come?
30 to
70 people come, and he's a very, very dynamic preacher. In fact, and I can say this very honestly, of all the temples in the whole of North America, he's practically making more people Krishna conscious in his home than most of the other temples. Many devotees have been initiated. One is with us today, Sri Devi, very sincere devotees. He's preaching to new people, training people, and really bringing them to very, very high standards of Krishna consciousness. He goes out and does preaching programs with his family in people's homes. His wife cooks, he leads kirtan and preaches, invites them to his home. It's a beautiful temple. In this way, he's actually showing how a person can have perfect sadhana, perform all their occupational duties, financially, economically, socially, as a grihastha, be in good standing in society, and still have dynamic enthusiasm to really be a very, very powerful part of the preaching movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So let us once again welcome Mahabodhi Prabhu. Mahabodhi Prabhu ki. I'd like to speak for a few minutes, and then we'll also request Nrsinghananda Prabhu and Mahabodhi to speak for a few minutes. In the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest mercy is given to those who extend themselves the most to show compassion to suffering souls. Srila Prabhupada was so divinely empowered to perform the greatest miracle because he was willing to extend himself to any extent to relieve the suffering of conditioned souls by bringing them the pure, uncompromised message of the Vedic literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and by giving everyone the opportunity to practice the Yuga Dharma, the process by which anyone can be purified, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his travels to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, he was meeting several of his devotees, and the reunion of love between the Lord and his devotees is the sweetest and most satisfying experience to the heart, even to hear. One such devotee was Vasudev Dutt. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Vasudev Dutt, he became so overwhelmed with transcendental joy. Vasudev Dutt came and offered his prostrated obeisances, but the Lord lifted him up and personally embraced him with his beautiful, loving arms. Vasudev Dutt spoke to the Lord. He said, "My dear Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the supreme independent personality of Godhead. You can do whatever you so desire. and you have descended into this world to deliver the most fallen conditioned souls. I request you to kindly fulfill the one desire that is burning in my heart. That when I see materialistic people in this conditioned state of life, in forgetfulness of Krishna, engaging in so many materialistic activities, incurring so much karma, and suffering so terribly, this breaks my heart. I cannot tolerate to see the sufferings and miseries of the conditioned souls. Therefore, I pray to you, my Lord, that you kindly, by your great mercy, allow all the sins of all living beings within this entire universe to come upon my head. Let me suffer perpetually in hellish conditions of life, assuming the sins of everyone in the universe, and let them all be free from all material miseries, and let them all return to your eternal abode. Give them eternal freedom from material existence. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati explain, this is the nature of a true Vaishnava. Para dukkha dukhi. He is not concerned for his own welfare, but he is concerned for the welfare of others. In some religions, people pray to their savior or to their lord or to their master to free them from sins. But then they go out and they sin again. But Vasudev Dat, he understood this, that the nature of the karmakandis in the name of religion, they will perform so many sacrifices and engage in so much worship to free themselves from sinful reactions. But then again, because the seed of material desire is within their heart, they cannot refrain practically from sinning again. Maharaj Parikshit said it was like an elephant that goes to bathe in the river and comes out and rolls in the dust. It is the elephant's tendency to roll in that dust. However much he cleans himself, he comes out and again rolls and becomes dirty. Our tendency for material attachments is so strong, even after performing so many yajnas and so many sacrifices and atoning for so many materialistic activities, that seed of desire practically impels us to again engage in material life. Therefore, Vasudev Dat, he prayed that all the sinful reactions of everyone be on him, and that they be so completely cleansed that they are free from material existence forever. And what will happen with all those unlimited reactions? Let me suffer for all of them. Vasudev Dat was not simply a philanthropist. He was not simply a welfare worker trying to do good for someone's temporary material body or flickering disturbed mind. The real welfare worker is one who is deeply concerned for the soul. One who truly wants to reconnect that soul with Krishna. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the words of Vasudev Datta, his heart became so soft that tears began to flow from his eyes and his limbs began to tremble in ecstatic love. He said, "My dear Vasudev Datta, whatever you desire, Krishna must fulfill. Your compassion and your love for the fallen souls is so dear that Krishna will undoubtedly deliver everyone within the universe. But there is no need for you to suffer the reactions for anyone. Just your desire is so pure that they will be delivered by that. Lord Chaitanya said, just like in a big, big bag of mustard seeds, if one mustard seed is gone, it is not much difference. Similarly, there are unlimited universes which are like mustard seeds. And if this whole universe goes back home, back to Godhead, for Krishna it is not much of a loss. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so pleased with Vasudeva Datta's compassion, he would often speak again and again that my body is the property of Vasudeva Datta. My life is the property of Vasudeva Datta. If he wants to sell me, I am sold. Have no doubt. I repeat this again and again and again. My body is the property of Vasudeva Datta. He is so dear to Krishna that anyone who contacts the breeze that touches his body will be delivered forever from the repetition of birth and death. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Vasudeva Datta as if he had many, many mouths. In fact, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatest pleasure was in glorifying the qualities of his devotees, especially those who possessed the quality of paradukha-dukhi, whose only suffering was to see the sufferings of those who were suffering in this material existence. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Lord Nityananda Prabhu in a private place, and he told Lord Nityananda that I have vowed to deliver the most fallen, the most degraded. But for you, who else could do this on my behalf? Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, I request you to go to Bengal and to reach down to the most sinful, the most degraded, without discrimination of high or low, give everyone and everyone the opportunity to achieve pure love of God through the congregational chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And Sri Nityananda Prabhu became so excited to accept this instruction as his life and soul. And Lord Chaitanya gave him several devotees who were his own associates to help him in his mission. So Nityananda Prabhu and his associates, they started walking down the road to Bengal from Jagannath Puri. And as they were walking, they all began kirtan. They were constantly chanting kirtan. They never stopped having kirtan. They were completely immersed 24 hours a day, practically, in the congregational chanting of the holy name. The taste of the ecstasy of kirtan is the greatest satisfaction of the soul. So as they were chanting the kirtan, in the presence of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was dancing and dancing, and they were dancing and dancing, and they became so intoxicated by the holy name that they completely forgot their own bodies. They completely forgot where they were. And they were going down the road to Bengal toward the Ganges, and they would just go off the road for hours. And then they would ask somebody, where is the road to Bengal? Which they were on. They said, oh, it is 8 miles back that way. So they'd start going that way. And then they'd start dancing and chanting with their arms raised, glorifying the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare
they were so enthusiastic, so excited, that again, they just started going in all different directions. And then they asked somebody, where is the road to Bengal? They say, it is 20 miles that direction. They'd start going that direction. But then again, in the ecstasy of their chanting and dancing, they'd go off the road. And then they'd ask, where is the road to Bengal? It is many, many hours that direction. So in this way, they were simply wandering here, there, everywhere. And so many wonderful, wonderful expressions of love were taking place. At one time, Abhiram Thakur, whose name was also Ramdas, he just stood in the middle of the road in the mood of a cowherd boy in a threefold bending form and just stood there as if he was playing a flute like a cowherd boy. And the devotees were just having kirtan around him for 9 hours. And then he began to walk again, dance again. And somehow, by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, somehow or other, they reached Bengal. And they went to Panihati Gram, which is the house of the great Raghava Pandit. And there began Lord Nityananda Prabhu, asked Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh to begin kirtan. Says that Madhava Ghosh, when he would sing, he had such a sweet devotional voice that it would just intoxicate people with the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance, and all the devotees began to dance. And then Raghava Pandit asked Lord Nityananda Prabhu to sit down on a very, very beautiful holy seat. And as the kirtan was going on, anyone Lord Nityananda glanced with his eyes, became so much ecstatic in the kirtan that they would just do all sorts of extraordinary things. For instance, one devotee, his name was Murari Chaitanya, he would just run out into the forest and start jumping on tigers and slapping them in the faces. And then he would pick up pythons and sit down and keep them on his lap. And these animals would all achieve love of God just by his touch. And another devotee, he started jumping onto trees during the kirtan. And he was just going on the branches, even the very, very thin branches. And he was just dancing in kirtan, and even on the thin, but he became so light that the branches did not even break. And he was just jumping, like floating from one tree to another tree on the branches, like this. And another devotee in ecstatic love, he just started embracing trees. But because Lord Nityananda Prabhu glanced upon him, he had such spiritual power that he would just embrace a tree and just pick it up and start dancing with it. And another devotee, he put his arm around 5 trees and just brought them all together. Sometimes you see we do this with devotees. And all the trees became uprooted. And he had 5 trees in his arms and he started dancing with these trees. Lord Nityananda asked Raghava Pandit that please bring me a garland of kadamba flowers. And Raghava Pandit said that this time of the year kadamba flowers do not grow. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, go to the garden and see if there are any kadamba flowers. So he went out and he saw on the lemon tree, there were beautiful, beautiful kadamba flowers growing. So he started picking the kadamba flowers from the lime trees, and each one was so beautiful, there was just unlimited. And they were all so beautiful, golden in the color, and so fragrant. And he made garland and presented it to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, very, very happy, And then all of a sudden, all the devotees started smelling a particular flower that doesn't grow anywhere in Bengal. He was just permeating the atmosphere. And Lord Nityananda said, because this kirtan is so wonderful, he said, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally here. Although you don't see him, he is here, but we know he's here because he's wearing this garland of flowers from Jagannath Puri. In this way, the devotees were dancing in ecstasy and chanting, manifesting all sorts of supernatural, wonderful activities. And this kirtan went on for 3 months without stop. The singing and the dancing, not a single devotee slept, ate, or drank water for 3 months. They were just continuously immersed in the congregational chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One devotee named Gadadhar Das was an associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda glanced upon him and made him ecstatic and told him, give Krishna consciousness to everyone. So in the village, Gadadhar Das was just going to everyone and inducing everyone to chant. Anyone who saw him or touched him would just become thrilled with the holy name. But in that village, there was a Qazi who was political head, and he was very, very terrible person. He was very demoniac. He hated the Sankirtan movement. He hated Hindus. And because of this, all Vaishnavas and all Hindus, they were scared to death of him. Even the breeze that touched his body, the devotees would run from. They couldn't even look at him. He was so terrible and so ferocious. And he was very, very violent and cruel. So one day, Gadadhar Das, he was just dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy names, and he just ran right to the Qazi's house directly. And all the guards were looking at him like, what is this? How can you be like this? You've come here? And Gadadhar said, where is the Qazi? If he does not come at this moment and take the name of Krishna, I will cut his head off. And all the guards, they were just shocked. They saw this Gadadhar Das, they just stood motionless. And the Qazi heard these words, and he became angry like fire. And he came out, who has said like this? Who are you? What do you want? But then when he saw Gadadhar, who was so peaceful and so completely pure, the Qazi actually became silent. And Gadadhar Das said that I have come to tell you, dear Qazi, that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they have descended to this world to deliver the most sinful rascals like you. And how will they deliver them? By inducing them to take the holy names of Krishna. So Qazi, at this very moment, take the name of Lord Hari. And the Qazi, he looked at him. His heart was so much melted by the compassion of Gadadhar Das. He said, tomorrow I will chant the name of Hari. Now you go home, Gadadhar Das. And Gadadhar Das became ecstatic. He said, why tomorrow? You have just said Hari.
Hari!
Therefore, now you are free from all sins and you are a great devotee of Krishna. And in this way, he made the Qazi a devotee by inducing him to chant the name Hari.
Hari!
Through this process, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced Our Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his followers induced everyone in Bengal to become Vaishnavas and take to the chanting of the holy names. Abhiram Gopal, one day when he was in Kirtan with Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he decided he wanted to play the flute. So he was looking for a flute. He was looking here, there, everywhere. Then in a forest, he saw a big tree that had fallen down. It was so big that 16 grown men could not even lift it off the ground. And he just lifted it effortlessly and started playing it like a flute. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. So with these empowered associates, the holy name of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spread throughout all of Bengal. And Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the West, he understood that the only hope for these people is the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada explained, he often preached to the people in the highest brackets of society, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Maharaj Prataparudra, Prakashananda Saraswati, very, very big, distinguished people, Ramananda Rai. But because he was a sannyasi, there were certain places that wasn't appropriate for him to go, certain people that it wasn't appropriate for him to deliver. So therefore, it was Nityananda Prabhu who descended to go to the lowest of the low, even the Jagais and Madhais, and give them all Krishna Prema by inducing them all to chant the holy names of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada so wonderfully embodied that compassionate, merciful spirit of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most intimate associates. And therefore, throughout the world, he installed the deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In most of Gaudiya Math temples, we see there is Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. But when Srila Prabhupada came to the West especially, he wanted everyone to understand and receive directly the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Otherwise, what hope? Lord Chaitanya's most munificent, benevolent outreach to the lowest classes was manifested through Nityananda Prabhu. And it was in Atlanta, Georgia. You were there. Mahaburi Prabhu was there. When Srila Prabhupada installed the beautiful, beautiful deities of Gaura Nitai. And he was singing the beautiful song Paramakaruna. You all know the song. Paramakaruna Pahundu Ijan Nitai Gaura Chandra. Parama Karuna Pahudu Ijan Nitai Gaura Chandra. That these two brothers, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, are supremely merciful. Why? Because they have come to give love of Krishna to everyone. Bhaja bhaja vai chaitanya nitai sudrida vishvasa kori. Lochan Das Thakur prays, my everyone, please worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Because by doing so, you will become free from all your sins by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, seeing the condition of the people, not only in the West, but even of India, because it has taken to so many of the materialistic, sinful ways of the West. He was praying while singing this song, praying for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to come into the lives of the fallen souls of this world in Kali Yuga. And in his supreme compassion, Srila Prabhupada went into an ecstatic trance and began to weep, praying for the mercy of Nitai Gouda Chandra for all of us. In the mood of Vasudev Dat, praying for the mercy to come into our lives and rescue us from the cycle of birth and death and reestablish our original Krishna consciousness. And it is on the basis of these prayers of Srila Prabhupada that the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading throughout all of the world. So let us assist Srila Prabhupada throughout our lives in his great compassionate mission and teach the whole world the glories of the mercy of Sri Sri Nitai Gouda Chandra. Thank you very much. We'd like to ask Nrsingha Nanda Prabhu to speak for a few minutes about whatever you would like to speak.
Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Divisesa Sunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine. Well, in Hollywood we call that a tough act to follow.
Because so they say in Hollywood.
There's one tough act to follow. His Holiness has set the standard. And I'm very much grateful to be able to come here for my first time and take the mercy and be privileged to speak in front of all of you and in front of their lordships and my god brothers. I don't know where to start. I have some notes. Because every portion of His Holiness's talk inspired some memory or thought. But I will start kind of in chronological order. Your story of Vasudev Dat reminded me of an incident that happened in the early days of our movement when Jadarani Devi Dasi, who was to become one of our most accomplished artists and preachers. She was just learning the etiquette of how to behave in the presence of a spiritual master. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada was just beginning to give certain rules and regulations regarding the Vaishnava traditions, starting with the four regulated principles, of course. And it wasn't long after that that she found herself engaged in her propensity as an artist under His Divine Grace's direction and instruction and encouragement. And so it was in the service of doing a painting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that she inadvertently found herself actually stepping on Srila Prabhupada's lotus foot. And when she glanced at him, she could tell that that was actually not the proper etiquette. And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Srila Prabhupada. I did it by accident. I was too busy thinking about my art that I was doing on the sign you asked me to make." And Srila Prabhupada, in his great compassion and mercy, said to Jadarani, "In the service of Krishna, you can step on my head. That is the kind of mercy that comes down from the Lord Nityananda, who is our spiritual master, whose potency is fully present in his divine grace and carries on through our parampara. And then Jadarani, I remember, asked Srila Prabhupada some days later, Srila Prabhupada, what is a lotus foot? Because she only heard that term for the first time. You can understand how fallen we are in the West. We didn't even know what is a lotus, but to speak of what is a lotus foot. And Srila Prabhupada's response was, the lotus foot of the Lord is the most beautiful in the entire universe. And she was later to begin to learn how to actually paint, or draw and paint, the forms of the Lord, first in his Panchatattva feature. And she felt very uncomfortable in doing that, because she hasn't even an accomplished artist in doing any forms of natural, normal human beings, what to speak of their lordships. And so she did some first paintings, and then she got carried away with the idea that perhaps she should introduce some Renaissance Italian kind of feeling to their bodies. And she painted one painting that was actually quite muscular, and everyone was very strong, and their bodies were quite definitive. And Srila Prabhupada saw the painting, and she asked, well, what did you think, Srila Prabhupada, of this painting? Prabhupada said, well, for the materialists, they may like, but that is not how they are. Actually, their bodies, they are very gentle, and they are beautiful, always engaged in singing and dancing the glories of the Lord. So we don't care what it is that the materialists like. We only care what it is that Krishna likes. So you don't have to draw any more paintings for the materialists. Simply draw nice for Krishna. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was giving us so many instructions from the very beginning as that spiritual master who was actually taking on the mood of Nityananda, taking us who were the most fallen and giving us the instructions. Just I remember one thing also from Jadarani. When she was first learning to put on tilak, she saw all the other devotees. They were taking some of this. Well, at that time, we used Fuller's earth. It was very white. And they were putting on their bodies, mentioning the names of the Lord. And so when it came to her, it was very dry. And Srila Prabhupada actually was observing. And so we were so fallen. And she didn't know, so she licked her finger with her tongue and to moisten the tilak so she could put it on her forehead like that. So Srila Prabhupada very gently brought over some water and offered it to her, say, you can use this instead. And like that, this is how this movement started, by that mercy of our beloved Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada ki. So the stories, they're reminding me how merciful that mercy that was there 500 years ago. We don't have to look back that far. We only have to actually see in our own lifetimes how that mercy has been extended. So also, you inspired some thoughts that Nityananda's journey, when he was going in one direction 20 miles, but not the exact direction to Bengal, the other direction like this, it reminded me that in the beginning, 1986,